As Labor Day approaches this weekend, we remember a nearly forgotten 1970s federal jobs program that employed tens of thousands of artists for nearly a decade. The 1973 Comprehensive Employment and Training Act, or CETA, is the subject of an exhibition inside Philadelphia City Hall. More from WHYY's Peter Crimmins.
CETA was created to jumpstart the American economy that was then suffering from stagflation. The program was not designed for artists, but artists found a way in.
It was almost like working for a secretarial temp agency.
This is Virginia Maximowitz. She got art jobs through CETA money in New York City.
Somebody would request from the Cultural Council Foundation, request an artist. Hey, our community center, we want to do a ceramic mural. Or, hey, we need someone to work with kids on an after-school project, which I did both.
Maximowitz and her husband, photographer Blaise Tobiah, are tracking down artists who benefited from CETA funds. They put together an exhibition at Philadelphia City Hall called A Federal Job in the Arts about the local impact of the program. It features long-standing institutions that got a lifeline from CETA in their early days, such as Philadanko, the Brandywine Workshop, the Painted Bride, and this station, WHYY. The station had just launched Fresh Air with Terry Gross and producer Danny Miller. They used CETA funds to hire a history PhD student named Charles Hardy.
Tuesdays at about this time, Charles Hardy features his popular culture series. And the subject today...
Hardy recalls that his job title at Fresh Air was Humanist in Residence.
Danny and I used to joke that I'm the humanoid in reverence.
Hardy had no previous radio experience, but became the show's first regular contributor.
So I did a bunch of interviews. You know, Terry was so overworked at that point. And so any help and assistance that I could provide, Danny and Terry were delighted, so... I was the third person.
Hardy eventually became a history professor at Westchester University, but still uses the audio skills he learned through his CETA job. He's now directing a podcast for the Library of Congress. Peter Crimmins, WHYY News.